Okay. Thank you. Good morning. This is Brian Thompson, co-chair of the Connecticut Port Authority Human Resources Committee, and we are convening this meeting at 9:03 a.m. on December 12th, 2022. So let's do a roll call of attendees. David Corris.
Yes, here.
Dave Perillo.
Here.
And Grant Westerson.
I'm here.
Okay. So first order of business is approval of the November 21st, 2022 committee special meeting minutes. Do we have a motion to approve those?
David, so moved.
And I'll second that.
All right, moved by David Corris, seconded by Grant Westerson. Any discussion, corrections to the minutes? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? None. Any abstentions? Okay. The minutes of the November 21st special meeting are approved. We'll move on to the public comment. So has anyone joined, Andrew?
No.
All right, then. Next item up is then executive session. And let's see, I need to read the resolution, correct? Let's get that.
Yeah, do you have it, Brian?
Yep, I got it now.
Great.
All right. So resolve that pursuant to Section 1-206A of the Connecticut General Statutes, by a two-thirds vote of the members of the Human Resources Committee present and voting, the committee hereby approves to enter into executive session for the purpose of discussing the six-month performance evaluation of the interim executive director. And
Grant will move that.
Okay. Do we have
second?
Second. Okay. David, you were going to certify that it's in the public interest.
Yes, I certify that given it's a personnel matter, it's in the public interest to keep this initial discussion in executive session.
All right, thank you. So all in favor of entering into executive session, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, so moved. We are into executive session. So for the purpose of discussing Ulysses' performance review. All right, Andrew, you're back with us.
I am. I'm just going to note the time, 9:34.
All right. Thank you. We are out of executive session, and no votes or actions were taken. Next item on the agenda then is old business and discussion of the executive director job description, which was sent around by Andrew. Has everyone had a chance to take a look at that? And I guess we'll go to any thoughts on it.
Well, we spent a lot of time on this
when we started this last search where we hired John Henshaw, and which is the previous job description from our original search is a starting point, and we did amend it a few things. I'd like to see it a little more specific about maritime, but I'm comfortable with what we have here, and I think this would work well for us.
Okay. I mean, is there anywhere in here, Dave, where you see an opportunity to be more specific?
Well, no. I think I have a different opinion than maybe other people have of an executive director of a port authority, because I know so many of them. And ours is a little our situation is a little different, because it's a little bit more than what a port authority would be. A port authority would be dealing with deep water ports pretty much exclusively, and we have other things. So I think, and because of that, I'm comfortable with it the way it is right now.
Okay. Anybody else?
I don't have any substantive issues with it.
Grant?
I agree with David. I mean, I'm not on this authority because of deep water ports. I'm intent on looking at the rest of the state, the small stuff, and that's why I'm here. But I think he's got a very good point. The authority over the specific of deep water, but it does cover everything else. I think this seems to be workable.
You know, what really troubles me, again, unfortunately, I know a lot about port authorities because I've worked with them for 49 years. I was very troubled when I had to ask John Henshaw a couple of times at a meeting, has he met with any potential clients for our three deepwater ports? And I remember very clearly what he said. He had met with Gateway a few times, and I made it clear they're a vendor in the maritime industry here. They're not a customer, whether they have a lease on the state pier or not. And I pressed them for an answer, and the answer I got was no. And I know the prior executive director made no effort to get out and meet with people. Going to a NAPA meeting and things like that, you know, that's like a little fraternity club. Everybody's, working in a port authority. Well, that isn't who you got to go meet. You got to meet customers. We should have a presence at the Connecticut Maritime Association meeting. There are port authorities that have a presence there. There are terminal operators, there are operators of ships. That's where we need to be. So I would like to see that happen in the future. And I'd like to have someone as our executive director that can talk intelligently with all the other people in the industry. All we've done, other than the state pier, which I don't, you know, I'm trying not to form a real opinion on that right now, but all we've done is for New Haven and for Bridgeport, as far as I'm concerned, nothing. The dredging in New Haven was started years before the Port Authority existed. I met with the Army Corps and several other groups in my office years before the Port Authority started. So the Port Authority can't take credit for that. I don't know what we have to take credit for, and I'm embarrassed if anybody asks me, what have we done for our deepwater ports? I don't know what to tell them, but, well, I mean, you know how I feel. I'm going to stop because I shouldn't just go on and on about this. But I don't think we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. We seem to be spending more time on everything but New Haven, Bridgeport, and the other possibilities in London. And I think we got to correct that. And hopefully we will.
Okay.
Now, I have a list of that I was told by several people that I work with a good place to place a listing for this position. I can't tell you what they are now because my computer is being my tech guy is trying to get my computer repaired, so I didn't memorize the list, but I can get that out to everybody as soon as I have access to it. And David, when can we move forward with this?
We can post it to those locations post haste.
Okay. One of them, I assume we have to post it on the state's website or whatever you call it there, no matter what. So can we move forward with that? I don't know how to do that, but I'm sure you guys do. And as far as some of these other places, a couple of them are limited to members. I am a member of a couple of these other places, so I can get that done after you look at the list and give me your opinions on it.
I'm sure we can find ways to get it distributed. I mean, honestly, you know, the state now is like everybody else going through Indeed, in addition to other places. So,
Okay. I'll proceed with giving you the information and seeing what we have to do to get everything listed in a couple of the recommended areas.
So David, to move this forward, do we need the board to approve the job description? We haven't changed it.
No, since we're not changing anything, I think it's good to go.
Okay.
Yeah, now I'll work with Andrew on the mechanics. Dave, get us the list when you're able, and we'll work with you on the ones that we don't have authorization to post to, and we'll get it out there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, good. Any other old business? All right. Hearing none, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Oh, one thing before we take that up. David, have you heard anything more from Judy?
I have heard nothing from Judy, unfortunately.
I'll try to contact her, and I know she was going to change her permanent residence to Florida, and but she was talking about doing that in June.
That may prevent her from being a board member.
Well, she realizes that. But she had indicated to me that would be June of 2023. I'll just check with her and see. Judy's not a quiet person, and she's been extremely quiet. I hope her health is okay and there isn't some issues. I'll get a hold and right. See what she has to say.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Dave. That'd be helpful.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, motion to adjourn?
I make the motion.
All right, motion by Dave. Second?
I'll second
Grant.
That.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 9:45.